Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Mark, one of the four evangelists, was a faithful disciple of our Lord. Of course, not an apostle, but he is known to be the son of Mary, the woman who appears to have owned the cenacle. The apostles met after the resurrection and even before the Last Supper. And so he was probably knew our Lord and probably traveled with our Lord as well. And so he loved our Lord and was faithful from the beginning. Faithful in the sense of always being with our Lord, and of course faithful until death, dying a martyr in Alexandria. But he may have been that disciple who was at the arrest of Jesus, who ran away dropping his cloth that he was wearing. So he may have sort of turned away from our Lord as the apostles did at that time. And we know also that he turned back when Barnabas and Paul were traveling around the world and left at Cyprus, and then later on wanted to continue his missionary journeys with St. Paul and St. Barnabas, but that caused the argument between St. Paul and Barnabas, where they separated. And after that, St. Mark wanted to continue to continue the missionary journeys with St. Paul, and was also the interpreter for St. Peter as he traveled. And we know he wrote the gospel based on the recollections of St. Peter. And so he was faithful all throughout, even though he may have fallen away or made mistakes. But he came back. He picked himself back up and started anew, and was always faithful. You know, we can think of that. You know, this is our life. You know, our life is to be a Christian. And if we fall, we say, you know, where am I going to go now? Am I going to go back to the world? Am I going to go live a sinful life? I can't do that. That's not my life. My life is to be a Christian. I make a mistake, I pick myself back up, like Saint Mark, and we continue on striving harder, repenting from our mistakes, being deeply sorry for our mistakes, and striving all the harder to be faithful to our Lord, repenting and detesting our mistakes, but not losing courage, but keeping our courage in the Lord and in his mercy. We see how our Lord was so merciful to St. Peter, so merciful to the apostles, didn't give up on them, but appeared to them after the resurrection, and just strengthened them and emboldened them and helped them and encouraged them. So we see that too in St. Mark, and I think that's maybe the message to take with his life, that he was so faithful and constant in serving our Lord, and that this was to be a Christian, to be faithful to Jesus, was in his blood, and he could never lose that, never go away from that, but always to come back to it all the stronger. And to, you know, we know he was faithful after the death of St. Peter and St. Paul. He went on to Alexandria and was the founder of the church there, was a bishop there, and died a martyr. So we see how that kind of faithfulness and that trust in God's mercy can lead to great things. And so let us follow his example and ask his help if we do fall, that we can get up all the stronger and repent from our mistakes and be more faithful to Jesus from then on.